Warning. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause you to become confused as to what liquids you should drink and liquids that you shouldn't, such as liquids with volatile sensitivity to changes in temperature and or pressure, liquids that require two mechanical seals to stay put, non-lubricating liquids that produce gases and or solids that may or may not be abrasive, liquids that are seriously goddamn sensitive to agitation, liquids that react with each other to form a solid, which is an absolute nightmare, take it from Sick Puppy, or limitlessly lubricating liquids a nightmare at the other end of the spectrum. Take it from Spoon. And lastly, anything at all consumed by the boys at
shouldidrinkthat.com.
Hey everyone, this is the Most Reverend Father Spoon. Welcome to ShouldIDrinkThat.com episode 101, Corporate Takeover. We're going to roll with that. Special guest tonight, Juan Atiki from Brain Gravy.
Cheers.
He will be joining me for, this is a show that people have been asking for a while. And I think it's because you want to punish us. So we're going to go with, and this is what I was going to lead in with, but I decided not to. It would have been good.
And they are correct in wanting to punish you. Their instincts are right.
So we've got two macros with us from the big guys. I know it's 4th of July weekend and all, and we want to declare our beer dependence, copyrighted Chris Dilla from Blocktown. And so tonight we'll have the Bud, yeah. And Miller Fortune.
Oh boy.
Yeah. But being the beer scientist that we are, we will give these a fair review, as fair as we can. Wanatiki's already had this, so he is. What are you throwing back right now?
I'm throwing back a gin and tonic right now. I'm just trying to prepare myself mentally for what's to come.
So to answer everyone's request, we're just going. I'm gonna get this over with, and we'll give it a fair review. I gotta find all my stuff here. All right, just because I am curious. It's a twist.
I haven't had the fortune yet. I have had the platinum.
The fact that this was a twist off, not. it's holy.
Yeah, that looks like Bud Light.
I picked the only Bud Light glass I could find, or like non-craft beer, so I don't commit sacrilege. And to give you an idea how old it is, that logo hasn't been around in like 10 years.
Yeah.
It smells like Bud Light.
Yeah.
So the deal with this is, first of all, their website is god-awful. It is, wow, besides being incredibly busy, not knowing where I'm supposed to be looking right now. The fonts are ugly, the website's ugly, and there is really very little information actually on the beer itself.
Oh yeah, it's about everything but the beer.
Exactly. But here's the kicker. So scrolling down their page, this is their reasoning for everything. First of all, 6% ABV, 137 calories.
Yeah.
Whatever. Because brewing is a natural process, values are approximate and may vary slightly. Because Bud Light drinkers really care about stuff like, I don't know, IBUs and SRMs and pretty much anything besides calories and alcohol. The alcohol content will differ depending on the market in which the product is sold due to state regulations.
Mm.
So there are different versions of this beer that's out there. We're going to assume this is the 6%.
You should try them all.
I'm sure the Utah version is lower. This one, does it say on here? Oh, no, there it is. All right, 6%.
There you go. You got the good stuff.
So the fact that, all right, so Bud Light Platinum may not exceed 3.2% AB, well, by weight, or 4% by volume in some places. So it's either going to be 4% or it's going to be 6%. So, all right, I'm going to give this a try. Cheers to your gin.
Cheers.
Looks like a boozier Bud Light.
That's what I remember from when I tried it. It was Like they took Bud Light and threw some grain alcohol in there.
Yeah, it's definitely boozier. There's a little bit more, and I don't want to say malt, because really, seriously, I doubt there's much in this. But it does have like a, actually it tastes more like a cream ale than anything. 6%. It definitely has like a boozier taste to it compared to the other ones. It actually kind of gives it more flavor.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would buy one of these in a bar if this was like an option. Like if people said you had, well, obviously being a beer geek, I'd say I'm never going to drink Bud Light. But, you know, if somebody gave me one of these.
Yeah.
It's not bad, but it's leaving this like funky aftertaste in my mouth. Like if I was probably a chain smoker, I could probably get rid of this or I wouldn't notice it as much. So if it was like me back in like my early 20s, yeah, I'd probably be drinking this. And according to all of their ads, only the hip people are drinking this. Not to get confused with their Black Crown series, which only the hardcore craft beer fans and serious hipsters are drinking.
That's true.
Your no-necks, I think, are drinking this. Anyone in those commercials that don't really know what the heck is going on anyways. The cause heads at all of your universities.
But you can tell it's good because of the blue bottle.
It is a very blue
bottle. That's how you know it's quality.
You know what? Oh, you got me thinking now. I wonder if I had some Tide on my walls and I held this up, if I could use this as like a black light to see everything.
You might.
Because that would give me like a use for the bottle at least. It is a cool bottle. I'll give them that. Sure. Wow. Are you making?
I mean, if you're going to homebrew, you could reuse those. It might be.
Yeah, I mean,
decent looking bottle.
Green bottle. It's like a. You know what this would be good for? When you go to those really like mom and pop Italian restaurants and you see like the cheap vases on the tables, the flowers.
There you go.
What they're using. So the website, according to the bottle, is blplatinum.com. But once you get there, seriously, it's just filled with a bunch of BS. This is like. If I'm at like a high-end bar or whatever, or club, I am not buying this. No, do you know this is going to be like $12 a bottle? And just because you slap platinum on there, it doesn't really change the fact that it's still Bud Light. Does it suck? No. Is it good? Oh, no.
Is it more than the regular Bud Light?
For alcohol or?
For price. Is it worth?
Well, now see, the way I had to buy this, because I only bought single bottles.
Okay.
So the way that I had to do this is I bought this, the Miller Lite, and another one. So they were actually $3 a piece because of how the store is set up. Thanks, John. Okay. Well, I appreciate that.
They have I could have done that.
They have a mix and match for $12.99. And if you don't buy the mix and match, if you just buy them separate, they're $3. And I'm like, well, there's not three other beers in there that I want to get to actually make it worthwhile. So I'm like, yeah, I'll just pay $3.
Yeah.
The stuff I do for science.
Yeah. Well, at least you were able to just get one of each. I'm going to figure out what to do with six of these damn things.
Oh, if I had to do this as a six-pack, I wouldn't have done it. Either that or I would have been kicking it. Or, I give them credit. It's picking up flavor, but it is better than Bud Light. I'll say that. All right. Yeah, it's better than Bud Light. Now that I've warmed up a little bit, they don't say it on the site if you're supposed to serve it ice cold like you do for Coors and pretty much every other macro that's out there. They say to do it that way. What is wow? There's way too much going on this website. I'm trying.
They don't have a color changing label. So how are you supposed to know?
Yeah, the bottle's already blue. It can confuse people. Oh dear Lord! All right. Well, in the tradition of should I drink that? And so I can use the hash. I can use the hashtag up for whatever. Up for whatever.
I'm not sure how, but you managed to make that douchier than it was before.
Because of this. And you know what? I'm going to wear my corporate shirt of Mr. Pibb from the Coca-Cola company. I'm going all out corporate tonight.
Oh, yeah.
We got the penguins. So we got the NHL, we've got Bud Light, and we've got Coke. So
Penguins logo is the only decent thing you got there.
Pretty much, yeah. The shirt's comfortable, but it was a softball shirt. I'm looking at the rest of their the marketing that they have for it. And it, of course, they have this mixed in with the Bud Light Lime and,
sure,
and the World Cup and everything else going on. It's, I'm just, oh, and there's the Chelada. So we're just going to end it with, sure, that, because that did not end well for me last time that we.
That's never ended well for anyone.
So moving very quickly on to the final beer, because we were making this a short show because,
we
got to get rid of these things and.
If you're sitting at home doing your, you know, you're grilling something nice and you're wondering, I wonder what these jagoffs think of this shitty beer. There you go.
Let me tell you, here you go. Of shitty beer. All right.
You're right, man. I was advised to keep it extra cold, so it's still in the fridge.
All right, go grab that one. I will, let's see, people. Here you go. Miller Fortune. And we're kind of kicking it up a notch. This is a 6.9%.
Yeah.
An extra 0.9 is going to make you want to trash the Ryan concert.
That's right. Well, it's
that's what happened.
Arms race. You know, Platinum came out. They had to one up them.
Well, that's what happened at the Luke Bryan concert here, where everything got trashed. They were drinking Platinum.
Must have been.
Turns you into a redneck.
Or Fortune. Go.
Now, Fortune is more the sophisticated drink.
It must be. This is actually not a twist off.
Well, it's a good thing you tried that and not me. All right. Let's see here. Miller Fortune.
Yeah. According to their show, their website is shitty also, by the way. Once you get past all the stupid graphics and movies and sound clips, you know, the information they tell you is it's a premium golden lager, undistilled at 6.9 ABV. Brewed with Cascade hops, which is impressive that they actually know what hops they use, or they're going to tell you.
That's actually, I mean, that's golden. I give them credit. That actually looks, well, yeah. Looks good. The color is like, yeah, that's definitely golden. That's,
yeah, it's actually got some color to it.
It looks like
up there where you can see it. Here we go.
So you're getting you got a good pour on that.
Yeah. There's not much. I mean, there's little to no head on there at all.
Yeah, it's the way that mine ended up also. Mm-hmm. Little to no head. Like, it's just like the other one. There's not much aroma to it. It's just it's like a generic beer.
It smells like beer.
It smells like what beer smells like growing up.
Yeah.
You know, it smells like these. Oh, what are those? The Jelly Belly candies. I don't know if you've had those yet. The jelly beans that taste like beer.
Oh no, I didn't know they made a beer flavor.
Yeah, it's it tastes like Miller Lite.
Basically, it smells like any beer that you would see sitting in a red cup.
Exactly. Go to a baseball game, like if you went to a baseball game in the 80s and 90s, this is what the stadium felt like.
Yep.
This reminds me of Three River Stadium. Wow. All right. Well. Here we go.
There you go. Cheers.
It's better than the Bud Light.
Yeah.
This actually tastes like a maltier Miller Light.
I mean, at first it doesn't really suck, but then it's got, you know, you get that kind of adjunct flavor comes through at the end.
I definitely don't hate it. It's it's better than some beers I've had.
Yeah, it's not terrible.
It's not something I'd want to go out. I'd purposely go out and buy.
Hmm. Wow. No. Not when you consider I could pay, for what I paid for this, $1 more would get me New Belgium Ranger.
Well, yeah, then I'm definitely buying the Ranger for this one.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah, it doesn't suck.
Yeah.
Do I believe the hype from the commercials where they're saying this is like... Was it a tribute to your good taste, or there's some?
I don't know. I lost track of the bullet points they had. Oh, it is topped with a heads or tails bottle cap. So
what?
They're helping you make bad decisions.
Brewed with Cascade hops, which is nice to know. Designed for a balanced taste. Deep crafted. Yeah. But there's nothing about the beer.
No. I was actually surprised they actually mentioned the Cascade hops.
Well, I think they're getting kind of pressure too, because if you're going to make like more of an upscale drink, you're going to want to mention the type of hops that you have. It's not a crisp, clean finish. Hell no. No. It's not like a typical lager, crisp, clean finish, like they say.
Yeah.
Balanced? Not really. It's not bad, but it's. Mm-hmm. I want to know who wrote this product description, because they're freaking hot.
And considering that the higher ABV, it actually doesn't. You don't get that strong alcohol taste like you do with the Platinum.
See, the sad thing is with the hops that they used. I like Cascade hops, and they kind of just pointing it out, like they're just saying it's there just to be trendy. Yeah. Spirited.
Yeah, I mean, they may be in there. I don't really taste it though.
This is. It's like a. Honestly, it tastes like the hops went stale, and they cover for that with a shit ton of malt. Wow. Okay, well, I don't completely hate this. It's not bad. It's got drinkability.
There's another one of those buzzwords.
Yeah, I'm trying to see how many I could fit into this. People are talking. It's not bad.
No.
It's better than I thought it was going to be. I honestly thought it was going to be like a rock gut.
Yeah. And I mean, if somebody brings this to your barbecue tomorrow, then you're good.
I'll drink one.
Yeah.
But the Bud Light Platinum, no.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, it's I you know what? I'll give Miller credit. It's not bad. I think their marketing still blows.
Yeah.
And they're really really pushing their luck here. Oh wait. What's this? Oh, I thought. Now, see, we could have some fun with their hashtag. Your fortune awaits. Yeah, it's.
Yeah.
I really wanted to say this is shit. Don't touch it. I think their commercials suck. Although they kind of do have a point, because the guy that's talking is always like, yeah, you could go back in there and your life and do other things.
Sure.
But that's the spirit of having beer that's 6.9%.
That's right.
He is the spirit of alcohol.
See, I want to see the commercial where he convinces the guy to go back in the beer store and get something better.
Are you going to take that from those people?
Sure, you could drink a macro.
You could drink that, or you could go in there. You could get a Golden Monkey for 9.2%. You'll see Shangri-La. Or you could sit here and drink this six-pack of this.
Yeah.
And you probably still shouldn't be driving, but hey, that's your fortune.
So I take back what I said about the Bud Light Platinum ones being good for homebrew bottles. But this one, I mean, you can't even see through this. This is a nice dark bottle.
That's a dark, yeah. That's a
There's
dark.
No light getting into this one.
There you go. We found a use for Miller Fortune. Yeah. Is the fact that you can actually take this for homebrewing.
Yeah.
Once you get these stupid stickers off of here, these are...
Sure. You wouldn't want anybody... Well, of course, I what I do notice is they actually have their little fortune thing stamped into the glass on the bottom.
What?
I don't know if you can see that. Yep. See there?
Oh, check that out. Okay.
Yep.
Well, you know what? That, I don't know. For whatever that cost them.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad. In fact, my brother-in-law makes beer bottles. He works for a bottling company, like a bottle manufacturer. And he makes a lot of the beer bottles. And we were talking about this. And at the time, he was waiting to find out if they were getting a contract for this one. I'd have to find out, because that's pretty slick that they have it. Not that anyone's going to look at the bottom of a Miller Fortune bottle. Unless it's supposed to be for when you're tipping it up.
Yeah, it's for the guy sitting across. I'll have what that guy's having.
I want that. But in all the commercials, they show him pouring them into glasses. So, like, it doesn't really serve a purpose. This is kind of, it's a decent bottle. Whatever.
Yeah. It's a nice dark bottle.
So, Bud Platinum, would I buy it? No. Would I drink if it was there? No, probably not. But it'd make a great vase.
Jeez.
If you have a restaurant. Miller Fortune? Sure. I'd drink this again.
I don't know if I'd buy it again, but I'd drink it again.
I'm not saying I'd buy it. I'm saying if it's there, so it gives one to me. probably drink it. And see, this is the thing with craft beer snobbishness that we're trying to stop. Well, not really. We'll fight against whatever.
Yeah.
If you like the way a beer tastes, drink it. Whatever.
Yeah.
Really, if it offends somebody what you're drinking, then they've got bigger issues than you do.
Yeah.
Because really, why do they care what you're drinking?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't shit on anybody for drinking this. If you like it, drink it.
Yeah, it's, support, yeah. Obviously support your local guys if you can, but if the local guys aren't making anything good, buy whatever you want, drink whatever you want, but if you do want good, if you want better quality, I always suggest craft beer.
Sure.
But this isn't bad. I'll give Miller credit. Some macros or some big companies do make decent things. Like, there's fast food restaurants that have some good food. It's going to happen. There's some small mom-and-pop places that make really bad food. So it's like, do whatever you like. Drink whatever you like. This is America. You do have the freedom to do whatever the hell you want.
That's true.
And me, I'm going to finish chugging this, and I've got other beers in my fridge. I've got some good ones from Victory that I drink.
We are free to drink something else. Are we chugging these?
Yeah, let's chug these. Thank you for joining me tonight on a very episode of Should I Drink That? We'll actually organize something with the beers down in your area. Do you want to tell everybody where you're from?
I'm in St. Louis right now. Yeah, just up the road.
One of these guys.
Yeah.
They'll actually be knocking on his door because they're probably scanning his internets.
So I told you guys before, when you drive past the plant, it actually smells like cornflakes. I couldn't make that up. It smells like cornflakes.
I have to remember that because we're thinking about going down there next year for a family trip.
Yeah.
And you had told me that once before. I forgot about it. I said that to Leshy, and she was like, what? I'm like, there's a lot you need to learn about adjuncts and just all that stuff. And she's like, can you, like, not beer geek out one of these times when we're going somewhere? I'm like, no.
And having said that, there are some great craft beers in St. Louis, which unfortunately I had to sully this glass. I apologize to Schlafly. They make great beers, and their glass did not deserve this.
Poor guys. Actually, yeah. I think we can get some of their beers here, so that might be something we can do then.
Sure. Schlafly, I know all Fallon is. I've seen that widely distributed. They make some really good beers.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that they were down in here. Yeah.
Their five day IPA is amazing.
We do get O'Fallon here. I don't know if we get that one. I know we get a variety and a few others. So we'll figure it out. All right, for shouldidrinkthat.com, this is the Most Reverend Father Spoon. Or even if it's crap, we drink it.
So you don't have to.
But Wanatiki down here, so you don't have to. Thanks, everyone. See you in 102, which we'll be featuring, hopefully, Brooklyn Brewery. They were in town for the Pittsburgh Mash, which is their event, about a week or two ago, and went on the audio from them. And then once we do, you get another show. So this is kind of like your buffer and your, hey, something to listen to over the holiday. So, all right, we'll see you guys later.
Yeah.
Yeah, and at. Bitches.